Town.
Town of Murrow Planning Board, Monday, April 16th, 2018.
March 19, 2018 minutes. And as you do, if you have any additions, deletions, or corrections, we'll go ahead and call those out.
Ron, I didn't, you don't have the page in front of me, but when Mr. Golby said 400 to 500, I think it should read in the minutes 400 to hyphen 500 instead of 4 hyphen 500.
Do you know wherever that is, Trish?
I'll find it.
And then the attorney's first name was spelled incorrectly into the case, not a C.
It's okay.
Just put it on, somebody read the minutes.
After that. Okay. So I think the first one that we're referring to was on page 2098.
Yes.
First paragraph, three lines up from the bottom. Mr. Zimmerman asked about house number two, and Mr. Stewart thought it was 400 to 500 feet back.
Yeah, might that reflect number 400.
This is kind of a big range.
Yes.
Between 400 and 500 feet.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah. And what was the other one that I
read? Where the attorney is mentioned that it should be all the things spoken in favor.
All over the case.
I have one on the first page. Page 2096, you can probably help me out. It says Mr. Arnold asked whether they wanted to include the building on the final site plan, which would allow them to proceed with that in year two with that. I'm not really sure what the last part of that's supposed to be.
Something about that.
I think what I said is proceed with that in a year or two.
Tell me where it is again. First page?
2096, right at the bottom of the page. The quote attributed to me. The quote ends with a sentence ending, which would allow them to proceed with that in a year or two with that. And I want to argue that I didn't say that, but it doesn't make a lot of sense, so maybe we can clean it up. I think the idea I left was if they put it on a plan, and even if they don't get to it within a year or two, it's there, and we can go ahead and do it.
They can proceed to that within a year or two.
Yeah, just get rid of the second of that. That makes it.
Back from Mr. Martin, and I think all of you were copied on it.
Mr. Joseph wanted a little bit different drywall detail, refined with that. We've got a little updated plans to represent those modifications. The only thing, and I talked to Jim briefly this evening, we've not gotten any comments back from town engineering. And the only thing that we got back from when Don said that they were not reviewing it, and I'm in trouble as to why it hasn't been reviewed yet.
I just got this correspondence, I think it was Thursday last week.
Right.
I think what has happened is this has got, there's a misunderstanding of, regarding the engineering review. The town now is undertaking its own inspections post-approval. The engineer used to provide those services several weeks ago, and well, Matt was coming up to speed in his training. I think he's up to speed now, so town board decided to shift that responsibility to Matt. However, I think there's been a misinterpretation, apparently, of the engineer's capacity in reviewing the plans. That is still the case. The engineer should still be reviewing the plans. They were sent. I thought the review was occurring as the escrow account has been paid as well. So there is the $2,500 in escrow. I will take this up tomorrow. I can imagine. I've not heard of any problems.
The only thing I knew of was, and then I had a brief discussion with Paul as well, that the drywall detail that we had used for Greenwood's subdivision, we had just copied it right over. This is right around the corner, so we used the same detail. And there was a change.
Well, the specific note to that is we had an enclosed catch basin detail that was modified.
Yeah.
You were proposing a dry well.
Right.
I don't think we had a standard detail for that. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
LaBerge submitted one.
Yep.
I think it appears to be fine. I think Paul's fine with it.
Yep.
That was just a clarification. It wasn't a catch basin, but in fact a dry well.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Because we are going from catch basins to a drywall the same way. It's just a different drywall detail.
Yeah.
But we're fine with updating the drywall detail, and we'll add that up to our plan, and hopefully that's the last part. We've got a meeting set up with DOH to get our final approval from them, but that's basically just we've already seen them, and now it's just going back in to address the things that they've looked at. So
the only two outstanding items I'm aware of, the engineer review of the SWIP, and sign off, and the Department of Health sign off, and Department of Health is that's
Perfect.
Fairly typical.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll sign off before
right.
Same as we did the last one.
We have
DOH will sign off first. They'll sign the Mylars first, and then we'll bring the Mylars down to you.
Okay. Just for the board's clarification, according to my notes, I had four outstanding notes. Archaeology SHPO. We've got that report done. I don't know, do we have a sign off from the state yet on that or okay?
All letters were provided in the package.
We've gotten the county letter from the county saying no county impact, and we still have the SWIP engineering issue outstanding. And I think
well reports were the other thing. We've got those back, those were provided.
Oh, that's right, yep. That was the other well report. So that's where the four outstanding items, because this was last heard on January 22nd.
If you wouldn't mind sharing what were the results of the well, I see it here, but it's really small.
The
only reason I ask is do you have a diagram schematic here of a water storage tank? Is there water volume?
That's typical for inside. That's the state requirements. That's DOH requirements.
So that's just a standard storage tank. It's not a reserve tank.
Okay. It's just standard preservation. This is schematic. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
All of the well reports were on there. They were 68 feet, over 15 gallons a minute.
Okay.
Total depth 83 feet, 9 gallons per minute, 80 feet, 13 gallons per minute.
Awesome.
Yeah, 15 gallons per minute was pretty impressive. So.
Were there anything good? just to remind you from, the January 22nd meeting, we had put forward a motion which passed for a negative declaration for this proposal, and we granted preliminary approval contingent upon the items that Jim had mentioned, which were stormwater review, SHPO, DOA time up, final letter from the county, and then as well.
We did provide drawings, and I had spoken with Kathy for the preliminary review because I was surprised that we didn't get any comments back from the board at that time. And she had talked with Don, and he basically said, we didn't get any copies of it. She sent them down to you. I know they were delivered. I had a receipt that they were, so they got to LaBarge's office where they went from there. Nobody knows. And now we're at April, but still don't have any comments back on it. So, a little perplexing, so I don't have. But I think Jim is correct. I think there was a change order with Matt becoming on-site post-inspection or post-approval inspections are being done. Post-approval. But I think pre-approval review is still a part of town engineering.
Jim, the developer's been kind enough to leave in these 30-foot no-cut buffers in certain portions. What's written on the maps here, is that enough to make it an actionable?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't need anything
yet. Yes, but I would... It never hurts if you want to mention that in the in any resolution of decision. I would prefer having that in the resolution as well.
Because I did notice it is on the plans. I just want to make sure that it was in detail in a way that you can work.
Right.
So, okay. I think that's actually a very nice feature.
Pleasure, board.
Can we do final approval contingent upon and then we'll do this? We held them off this long.
How you normally do it?
We have in the past. We have in the past.
Is it feasible or no?
Yes. Yes. Because it is typically correspondence from the engineer, either directly to the board or via email. We get it in the office and it goes in the file. So there's nothing I take part in. It's pretty technical, so I defer to them.
Right. So, you know, we're expecting it to pass. It's, you know, it's kind of.
I don't know of any,
yeah,
you know, unique circumstances here or anything like that. Why it wouldn't?
The lots are big enough that's not an encumbrance.
Right. Any other notes or additional items that you want to make sure we call out for and move forward?
Is this a development that we had a name issue with?
With the road? Yeah, Timber Lane.
Timber Lane, okay.
Is what we ultimately named it on.
Okay.
Yes, we did have it. We were calling it.
Will have something.
And there was a conflict with one that's just outside the village.
Okay.
Stating the condition that the final mylars will include the
That would do it.
Presented.
Oh, okay.
It's always good if, in case anybody just checks the minutes and doesn't happen to have the plan, it's there, and vice versa.
Okay, that's what you were looking for. I thought you were looking for some kind of wording on that. I thought the map was pretty clear. Okay.
I'll make a motion to that we the final approval of the ARC development at 130-136 Bob
Hill.
Contingent upon the caveat that it be constructed as noted on the most recent drawings, inclusive of the 34 no cuts on it. Most recent drawings being made.
There was no date for that.
Totally up right in the corner, 413. Very, very small. On yours, it's very small. February 413.
Okay. 413. Also, contingent upon final engineering sign off and DOH.
So, the motion by Eric. Can I ask one more thing? Have the plans been updated with the drywall? Or, I'm sorry, drywall?
I don't think we've added the drywall detail, but that's perfectly appropriate to add that. And we will update
the revised
drywall detail per the town engineer and highway superintendent's comment.
Absolutely. With that condition, I will second. All right, so I think I have a motion for final approval for ARK development by Eric and second by Jerry, with a need for us to emphasize that the lot be developed in accordance with the most recent plans that we have from April 13, 2018 to ensure the 30-foot... to include the final plans, be sure to include the 30-foot no cut upper as depicted on the drawings that were presented April 16, 2018. That we also need to have engineering review of the SWIP and final sign off. That we need to have received the final DOH approval, and the plans will be updated with the town approved drywells as communicated to the applicant via email last week. That's Thursday. Any further discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Anza?
Abstain.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver? Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I shall concur. Motion carries. What else would you like to do with this, or see what this application was?
Who would you decide the Mylar
signature? Oh, the Mylar signature.
Who's doing it?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I had to be here for a reason.
The motion that the chairman and one other member of the planning board sign the final Mylar is when they are presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Eric, and a second by John. It's not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention?
Abstain.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right.
I'll follow up with LaBerge in the morning.
You either have to drop me an email or whatever.
I'll copy you on.
Thank you. we have an update from...
You're back.
I didn't see what you did.
I know you're missing. Jared Robinson, consulting engineer, and I represent Stuart and Bowie. Unfortunately, I was unable to make it last meeting, but I understand Jared is here and did a presentation. I think that time we had a 5-lot subdivision proposed. I think Jared, we discussed it a little while with you. He got down to a 3-lot subdivision. Property is kind of an odd-looking thing. Borders on Mountain Road. You want to hear the whole spiel or are you already
on that? Yeah, okay. There's been enough changes.
Can we make it work?
Okay. Yeah. You want a good report back to Terry.
Okay, all right. So it's got small frontage on Mountain Road and a little bigger frontage on Spire Falls Road. I don't know most of it. If you guys have been out there at all. We'll come across here with bridges and there's a pole and there's a culvert. Not much land left or anything here. The property is 36 acres in size. Looking to put it in 3 lots right here. This line right here is the 100-foot buffer from the EDC wetlands that is there. Comes across here, and then there's a little piece that comes down to this level over here. Where we would propose any houses or... I should say there's plenty of room for a house on the lots that are proposed. This is the subdivision lot. Like I say, there's 3 lots here. There's 2 up on Spire Falls. I think before we had 4 up here on Spire Falls Road with a common driveway. And I guess you guys don't like common driveways, so... what he's looking at is putting 2 in. One of these, on lot 2, actually, that's lot 1, but lot 2 here has an existing driveway that's in there. He did some tree cutting last year, and there was a road that they put in there to cut the trees, and it comes pretty much quite a ways down into the lot right now. It's all stone, and it looks nice. And then he left room on this side going toward the northway to put another driveway, and that driveway is not there now. We're showing the 2 houses. We have septic systems shown. And then this is lot 1 over here. Again, it's a small frontage. I think he's also put in a driveway there to go down into the lot. I think it stops just short right now of the lot. And I think they can access that also to come in here and cut some trees. So we show the house, septic system here. On the plan here, we've got some details on the lot, bulk and density, what we need, what we don't need. I think we need everything. The one lot, the big one, is 27.5 acres roughly. Second lot over here is a little more than 5, and the third one is about 3 acres. The disturbance on the lot, the total disturbance on the site, we have shown pretty good on here. Might be a little more than that. What we have shown is a little more than an acre, about an acre and a quarter. Even if it's twice as much, still not close. So what we would do is we've done a limited slip, which is on one of the later sheets here. The limited slip just is erosion center control. Right? So the rule is if it's less than 5 acres of residential development, there's no limited slip. So we still need a permit. We still submit NOI to DEC to get a permit. But it's limited to so, the lot coverage is it's a little less than 5% on each of the lots. Oh, it meets all the frontages and all the setbacks and the minimum floor area, I guess there's a minimum floor area requirement for houses here, if you want to square these. We would meet that. I think that's about it. Now, for utilities, these lots over here would be supplied with water. There's actually a water line that runs down Spire Falls. I talked to Jesse. He said that's treated water. Everything's good, and we would have connected to that from the town. This lot, however, there is a water line up here, but that water line is not treated. So this lot would have to have a well to show that.
But it not be true. The county line is not treated?
It's not there. Apparently, that's a line that goes by there that doesn't have proper treatment. Maybe it has too much chlorine in it. I'm not sure. So Jesse
told
me on that one, we would have to have a well. But these over here, those are fine. He said that's good. Apparently, people down this road have dumpster fire calls have more.
Because our dumpster fire calls is our connection to county water.
Right. Yeah.
It's part of the water.
So,
okay.
That's all I know.
Or any questions for Gary?
Yes. Gary, I'm looking at this map here, and along the road by the Spire Falls, the map shows the property ends before it gets to the road. Where's there an easement crossing the road and crossing the to get to the road, or does the state have an easement on the deed for?
Are you seeing this piece between our property line and the
pavement? And the road.
That would be the town right away. The town owns up to our property line, right?
I'm saying where 42.25 is, there's a point. Sure, but the line does not show where the property. To me, it looks like it's where the property is.
What I'm saying is that's normal. That property, those lots that you subdivided there, join up with the town right away from the road. That's their contact with the public road. It just looks further away because of the distance that the town gets there to maintain the grade. Yeah, I mean, there isn't there, but it's the table.
No,
yeah.
I'm
have it in front of your property, too. It's just only about 3.5 years.
I'm saying this is a parcel 756. The property line does not go to the road.
Yeah, parcel 756 is the road. New York State Department of Transportation parcel right away.
You have your gate from all the way out to the edge of railway.
Right.
So the green grass that you maintain between the pavement and the property line really gives the right of way. The property never goes to the pavement.
Most people sit on the property and they have to go to the town council and do something with it, but they have to let it do that. Just to clear up here, it's not necessarily that the board doesn't like shared driveways.
Mm-hmm.
It was just we do have in our code that you are to be able to ingress or egress from your property to the road. And what he had is he had a couple of lots that did not connect in a way that would allow people to contact the road to use it if they needed to. So I think we discussed with him last month that we wanted him to share the curb cut, bring the two driveways together where they went on the Spire Falls.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But he had a shared driveway that came off and went along the front of the lots.
And the issue wasn't so much the shared driveway. The issue was that if each one of those lots needed to be able to provide access to the public way, to the lot, couldn't do it.
You couldn't
navigate that.
It lost something in the translation.
The shared driveway aspect was not the hitch. It was the fact that you couldn't access the lot if you had
And are you saying that you want these two connected when they come to Spire Falls?
Myself personally, I'd like to see the curb cut centered on that lot line between the two, and then the two driveways joining together. That would be my personal request.
So, okay. We're thinking,
there should be enough room there to get 80 feet.
There's plenty of room there.
Okay. Before you get to guardrails and stuff like that.
Well, there's also a culvert there.
Yeah, there's a culvert, but there's plenty of room. It just doesn't look that way on this scale. But there is, if you bend out and look at it, there's plenty of room there. You can see his driveway that he has there. It's stoned down. There's got to be 50, 60 feet that's available.
So if we go to the next sheet on the map, you're showing the driveway before the, would be west of the culvert.
If I'm not mistaken, John, what you would like to see is that on each lot would be an individual driveway, but in the right of way, they would be joined into one curb cut.
Yep. Right. Otherwise, you have a couple of driveways right on top of each other. I'd rather see that become one driveway where it goes in and out if we could. Does that mean?
No, I follow what you're looking for. It's just an interesting.
So we are going to avoid the need for a. Access and maintenance agreement among the two property owners, is that right?
That's
this is designed just right.
If we can.
Okay.
As long as the two merge in the right way.
Yeah, I like that one. Because there's plenty of room in the right way for them to do that. You shouldn't.
And there's not much of a slope at that point, correct, Gary?
It might be worthwhile to get a detail of this in a subsequent drawing because it's difficult at this scale. And given the presence of a culvert and that you're trying to bring two things together there right away, it might be nice to get a scale detail of that.
I'm definitely
in favor of
that.
Yes, I did. It's right here.
Has this run the county yet?
No. Okay. And there's been no public hearing set either.
He had met before when he was looking at that common driveway, Route 5, so a little before there.
Well, the way to always resolve this is to just get a copy of the access permit, you know, approved with the plan, you know. That access permit can be issued now.
What would be any reason why we wouldn't want to do that?
It may already be done just because he put that driveway in already. And I think that driveway is pretty wide and because they had some big equipment going in there. So I'm thinking, and I don't know off the top of my head what the width is, but just looking at it, it looks like it's probably big enough. And then we would just break off, still in the, we don't want any common driveway on a lot.
No.
Just in the right way. Okay.
My main concern is you're right near that grade coming down off the overpass.
So there's
no visibility if you could be. I hate to see two people try to pull out of there at the same time.
Right.
Rush out or whatever. You try to get your mind into one.
Yep. One thing that we didn't have a chance to do that we will probably do in the next week or two is do perk tests and test pits out there. We haven't had a chance to get out there. Our schedules and the weather
We did some
work on the property right across the north way here, and the soils were great. So I'm thinking the soils are probably okay. Although I'm thinking we may have a little seasonal high groundwater.
Yeah, it's a little better than last time.
So. Yeah. So.
Where is the on this map? First from the front map. Where's the north way?
The north way runs on this right side, right out here.
The last line?
Yeah, where it says those concrete monuments, that's the property on that state.
That's the right way for the north way, yeah.
Right there. That's the south.
It seems like the west and the south, you really don't have any description of here. It's his land, but I don't think it's a good complete site map. on the south of the property, southwest of the property. You really have no detail of what's there. Whose property?
What were you saying? The south?
Right there.
Or the west?
Both. It could be better detail.
But what would you like?
Just the northway should have been noted. And then the property at the south here, you got the contours going to no man's land. It should be noted on the map who owns this property at the south here. If it says it's going to be no, should be so noted. You just go into disappearance.
Yep. It might be nice to have at least a parcel line detail to Route 9 and to the Northway.
And you really, yeah.
Well, we're still away from Route 9, right?
Correct. I wouldn't worry about Route 9, yeah, but more so. More to the.
It's. I think it's just one owner here. You just didn't put the name on it, that's all. The surveyor did the name on there, but we'll get that name on there.
So.
And we'll show you more.
I would say that I guess it's the first time I've seen where the property line is written the way it is on this map. Usually, property lines are written differently along the spire fall, along a road. First time I've seen something like that.
Well, no, it's just more obvious because of that. This is, we're talking about on Spire Fall, right? Yeah, it's just odd. So much water on the slope. That's the way it is. Well, no, that's the part that's like this.
Yes.
That's why it's wider than that.
No, usually the property lines don't go up. That is, it goes up to the right of way. Right of way is the property. Something that goes over a property doesn't come up to a property.
Depends. In this case, it's
different. In my neighborhood.
Well, this is a county road, and the county may own that. There may not be a deed of right of way, but the county may own that. Strip of the valley, first of all. Well, it is. It's New York State Department of Transportation, parcel 756.
That's the state.
Maybe the state owns the overpass because it's over the north pole?
No.
Either.
Something like that.
So here, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
On this parcel, going along our boundary along the north road, the concrete marks are reminding me.
Over here?
Yeah, we got a 60-foot thing there. It has a dotted line that says ATV trail, which I've never actually seen noted on a map, but okay. I'm assuming that's his utility corridor that he had for the other parcel that he's leaving intact. Is that the idea? Because that's left out of these two house lots. They're 60 feet behind them between the northway and the house lots.
That's not our property.
I was going to say, I don't think that's their parcel.
That's not our property. That goes with the property to the south.
Yeah, that he also owns.
He does own that, I think.
Yeah, he does.
Because this was part of a...
That was originally left in there, or was in there in the beginning as an access for utilities. But I'm assuming that that's also going to be there or remain because of the way it's drawn on the map there?
It is going to remain. It's going to not be in subdivided up.
Okay.
I don't know what he did before. He had come in maybe before?
Yes.
Yeah, he tried to come in for a zoning change on that involving that parcel last year.
Parcel?
Well, that other parcel is mostly commercial.
Okay. Yeah, right. Commercial one, right.
Right. So I think that's a utility corridor that he's trying to maintain for that. So
okay.
That explains the 60-foot buffer there.
I think if memory serves, John, that might be, if it's had the wider subdivision here, I think that might be that lot's only frontage, I think.
Oh,
really? No, it runs over on
it does?
It
does? Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah, they're wrapped around this as we go.
But one of the spots that it fronts over there is broken off by a wetland. So
yeah, I know that. I just...
But yes,
and one residential
house. Right, from Mrs. McDonald.
Right.
So...
Right, and the utility access, yeah, that one corner was the best one.
Yeah. And I think you tied in there because it got into the public water.
Correct.
It's the idea. Yeah. So that's why it got there. I just wanted to make sure and clarify that that is still there. So.
Yes. So some of the other, you were talking about some of the other reviews that would be required, and require county review.
Yep. It's going to require county review. It would be nice to know where the county stands on the access permit. We haven't touched SEAKER yet. I think, you know, I would imagine the board wants to be lead agent, right? And there's been no decision on a public hearing date yet. I think it's at your discretion on this one, but I know... This attracted a lot of attention with the neighbors when it was in for the zone change.
Sure. Or how do you feel about declaring yourself as the agent for SEAKER?
So moved. So
the motion from Peter, the second from Reed. Not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. So we have.
I have a question to the zoning administrator.
Okay, hang on one second. Okay. We just finished with the SEAKER, okay? And then
yes,
we'll go into that. So, in terms of other involved agencies, who we have? Do we have DEC?
Yes.
Yes. From
DOH?
No.
No DOH.
So one property needs a well.
From a subdivision perspective, it doesn't.
Okay.
I don't think it falls under the DOH purview, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
Less than
five.
Yeah. Yeah. So we need county.
We need county. How about DOP?
What's wrong with the overpass?
You're not seeking any kind of permit or anything from them. You may only have two, DEC and county.
And what about the water tie-in on Spire Falls Road?
That's Jesse's call.
But I'm going to need to see something from him.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Anything else?
It's just two service lines from in the water district, so I don't know if we really need anything on him. But if you want something, that would be fine.
Well, mostly just for the information.
Yeah.
That's a courtesy. Just make sure he's aware.
Okay. You may want to, just because that parcel there that comes along north here, that does indicate that it's DOT right there. It probably still is DOT. I think they probably defer to the county because the rest of Spire Falls is a county road. But maybe you want to say something to them.
I can send a letter to them.
My guess is the overpass is DOT still.
Yeah, a lot of times what happened is when they were doing the Northway, there's still some, what they had as haul roads that still remain DOT. They were supposed to be turned back over to the town or to the village or whatever. And we run into that before, ends up being DOT.
Anybody else?
Yeah, ship over. DC.
I'm going to take a piece from all of that.
What am I going to do?
All the different elements to see that.
Okay. Yep.
Ship over. Okay, sorry, Pete.
No.
Back to you.
I was just going to mention to on your beautiful piece of work here. About the applicants of applicants. Number three, you have the topographic contours at 2 feet intervals, and I think we kind of didn't ask it to be at 2 feet. Number three?
Yeah, it's something you consider usually for a waiver.
I think we discussed that last month when we presented this.
We took a motion out of it,
don't we? Yeah, Terry told me that was approved and it was 5 foot contours, so. I think we discussed that in the last.
We did talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was all he didn't have to. He could use the USGS map, but we wanted either 5 or 10 foot
So on page 29, Mr. Zimmerman asked for better details of five-foot contours. Mr. Martin said he'd like to see a 40 to 50 scale so they can see it better. We said five-foot contours weren't needed on lot one. Lot two and three is where we were looking for the more detailed view, but we did not pass a resolution either way for any of that discussion.
But we do have five-foot contours on that.
And I think when it went down to three lots, that removed a lot of the concern in that area.
Yeah. But I think all Ray's bringing up is that on the note from you, it says yes, provided at 2 foot intervals. Which
right, right.
But it was because we asked for fives.
Okay.
So I guess, should we have on the next map the contours better for that slope? Off the town roads that everybody knows.
One of the things I had taken notes on so far is you'd like to see a detail of that area, you know. And so we don't have to do the contour on the whole site, but on the immediate contact point of the driveway with the road.
Road 29, I think it's
right.
Critical.
So you'd have more detail there, and any need for the culvert or whatever is needed to maintain the drainage.
If he does have a valid permit from the county right now for the entrance, does that suffice?
I still think we'd like to see the detail as to how that's going to be configured for the highway access. If he has a permit, that's just that much better, but I think he'd still like to see the detail.
Yeah.
And you said you do the test pit information and the percolation and all that?
Yeah, we gotta do that. Probably that in the next week, I'm guessing, if it doesn't snow or
sleet or rain. Come on, I know. Come on, it's April 16th. What can you expect? I mean, it's way too early for that. Well, that brings up to be consistent with others, even small subdivisions, we have been requiring a SWIP. Now, you know, I know Gary indicated a limited SWIP, but as soon as we engage the engineer, that needs a creation of an escrow account to review the SWIP, if you want to take it in that direction. We did, like most recently on Sean McKenna, that was a four lot, that there was a SWIP review on that one.
For good reason.
Well, I was wondering, it was a witnessing of the test pits and percolation tests on the site.
I don't know, it's up to the board. If we want to have the engineer that we can, or we could have Matt be there. Pardon?
The town would be adequate. We always
used
that town.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's fine given the scale that we're seeing here.
So that would be Matt would be present for that.
Excuse me, I thought we were letting the engineer.
We did their engineer.
Yeah. And that because that would save the expense.
Yeah, that's fine. It's up to you. It's your guys.
As long as it's signed off.
I don't think we need to. On
the Greenwood subdivision, I think was the most recent one. Yeah. We took the attestation of the engineer as.
We did the same thing with the engineer.
Greenwood, we had health department review that and was on site at the time. This one's three lot. They're not going to be there. And it behooves us in our due diligence to have someone other than directly involved witnesses. He doesn't have to do anything. Yep, it's there. Yep, that's what he told me to do.
I agree with you. I think we want to make sure that we're being consistent, too, because what John just reminded me is that, excuse me, for the I think it was for the animal hospital expansion, we did not have somebody from the town witness that. We took the certification of the engineer. So either way, I agree with Peter. It needs to have, to the extent possible, you know, that extra set of eyes, I think, from the town is never a bad idea.
When we're going out, call Matt. We'll read so he can be there. If he decides to come, he comes. If not, right?
Then just falls on you.
Yeah, the, your license is there. That's fine.
Good work,
I have so far scale detail on the driveway access point, county referral, and that also parlays in the driveway issue and the potential for a permit already being issued. Perk test and test pit results, we just discussed that, having Matt there to witness. Better detail on the drawing regarding ownership to the south and west, secret lead agent status. The board is looking to claim lead agent status, and we're seeking consent from the DEC, county, and DOT. Water approval from Jesse, and the 5-foot contour intervals are okay as shown. That's what I have so far.
Would we typically ask to see a detail on the connection to pumps of water and fire falls as well?
Maybe get a general detail on the back.
Oh, the back?
Yeah. Oh, the district contract. It's in the detail right here.
Yeah, there's already got it.
I think it's attached. It's just the color.
Okay,
yeah, it would turn.
So the last item is the engineer's review of the SWIP. Because LaBerge is instantly going to want $2,500. They may not use it all, but that's the that's what we get for an amount.
This is a minor. It really requires a set of control. I think we need to put into the explosion of all the paper for a full of SWIP on that. So I hope that we meet the requirement for a full SWIP and we go with just a minor.
The motion from Peter to delete the requirement for full SWIP and go with a limited SWIP.
Okay. Somebody explain to me what a limited SWIP is. Like
sediment control.
Erosion and sediment control plan.
Okay.
And understand you're not like varying not doing a SWIP. If you wanted a full SWIP, you would have to. Not that you guys can't ask for that, but the city requirement is only a limited SWIP for less than 5 acres of disturbance. So, you know, if you want something beyond that, you have to have something beyond that. You're not saying, I don't want that, and it's required. You're saying that I want it if it's not, and it's not required if you want it.
Okay. It would strike me that that, in this case, would need to be a very generic document. You're correct in that assumption, only because there's not really a firm location on the homes. They're like an estimated location. So I would think that it would be, my thinking that it's a generic document is that you would be stating that whatever it is we disturb, we're going to put up cell fences.
Right.
That which is what we wouldn't at this point know how close you might be to something that was
near those wetlands that are not on your property. No,
is he just reselling this? He's reselling the land. What does the land?
He's right. He's subdividing and he's going to sell the lots.
So he has no thoughts on what to be placed on. Well, other than
it's got to be right, it's got to be within the setbacks.
Right, right. Okay. So, but it's, he had no double set plans at the present time. So I don't think we need the limited.
Right.
I'm reiterating the point that the limited SWIP is right. All we need at the present time.
Okay. So I have a motion by Peter to delete the requirement for a full blown SWIP and go with the limited only about a second.
I'll second that.
Do you have any further discussion?
Just a discussion for me. Ken, how many acres?
Oh.
It was just over five. It was under 4 acres.
It was four lots.
Yeah,
it was under 4 acres. It was very compact.
Yeah, okay, was it?
We may hand you the full spot.
But it also, he was in a more tenuous location with water issues on both, on the other two subdivisions that he was abutted to.
Didn't you do a bunch of work without a SWIP? Wasn't that one of the issues there?
No,
not on that one.
Three lots on 4 acres. Also, so
Here's the point, though, too, is that he started on one of the lots, which wasn't initially part of the subdivision.
Correct.
Yeah, it started as a three lot, and then it grew to a four lot.
I mean, with these particular lots, you're not likely to be doing a lot of stormwater.
No.
You're certainly not going to have stormwater structures.
I guess my only concern as a practical matter is I'm fine with a limited SWIP from my standpoint. I just want to make sure we get to the end. There's some mechanism, because I know what will happen. These lots will sell to somebody, and the building permit will come in, and that kind of thing will get lost. And I want to make sure there's some way of translating that even the limited control measures do in fact get reflected in, you know, the subsequent building permits for the three lots. I mean, I understand you've got some variation in here where these houses can actually be located. This is basically schematic. But nonetheless, we need to have that control in place when the building permit does get applied for.
Well, who's the schmo? Stormwater management officer.
Matt.
Okay, so there you go. Building inspector. This is the schmo, so when he gets the permit application, right, which they'll have a site plan, then he would be the one to look
all
at.
Right.
So Gary, just so before I forget, because Jim just mentioned it again, and I don't want to forget this. On lot number two, we have a line drawn at the 175 point. Okay.
Okay, yep.
That's our put the house from there back kind of thing.
Yes.
On lot number three, there is no such thing. I'd like to see that on lot number three, and I want to make sure when you come back with maps that it gives at least a detail of the driveway where it connects to the fireballs and where it splits off into the two. After that,
Mr. Chair,
is there
a motion on the floor?
We do. We have a motion to delete the requirement for a full-blown SWIP, and that would be eliminated by Peter with a second by Reed. And I don't think we have any further discussion about that.
No.
Chris, would you call the roll?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mr. Denson?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes. Motion carries. Now, John, go ahead.
I didn't want to forget, because he brought it up, and it was based on when the permit comes in. But on lot number two, you do have delineated and marked where that 175-foot mark is. You obviously have the room on lot three. It just isn't marked anywhere.
Well, lot three, would just, why would it be any greater than 40-foot setback, because it's the road, so you get the lots of there.
It's a frontage, right? It's a frontage width.
It can be within 40 feet of the road.
Sure, as long as he's got the width where it is. Okay, so there's no need to show it then. Okay.
Okay. Okay, board, anything further for...
I noticed something just as an aside when I was looking at that over on lot number one, the front setback of lot one is a line there, and it's parallel to the line that seems to go towards the northwest, but not the road. And I'm curious, because then the 175 foot setback looks to be parallel to Spire Falls Road. Is there a reason why we would do it on one road, a different way on the other road?
It's just curious. I see what you mean. The reason we did it is because we kind of looked at that like that was a frontage also.
Yeah.
But it's not. You're right. It's not frontage. The frontage is actually here. So if you want me to show it like that, parallel to the front?
You are dealing with two different things. You're dealing with front setback
right. And
lot width. And they are two different things. And the reason why he's showing the lot width on the one lot, and lot two, is because that is the first point at which you can achieve that dimension for the front building wall of the house. That still is well within the setback, because technically the setback on that lot is way in advance, it's way to the north and you're up near Spire Falls Road.
The strictly 40-foot setback.
Correct.
I agree, you don't reach the minimum lot width. However, at that point, we measure the lot width parallel to the road on that lot. We don't allow them to skew it at some
angle
to achieve the minimum lot width.
Well, that's true for the lot width. The lot width will track with the tangent of the front building wall. So depending on how somebody orients their house, the front building wall can be skewed. I think the setback line is shown as a formal setback line. It's correct.
And on lot one.
Correct.
Okay.
But the lot width can take on any tangent depending on how the building is oriented and where the front wall actually faces.
But he's not close to not meeting his lot width in that larger section of lot one where he's proposing to put the house. So that's
correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it was that we were depicting it correctly on the map.
Okay. Well, technically, there wouldn't need to be that 40-foot setback from the back of somebody else's lot. It's 40-foot back from the road.
And no, I think it's 40. I think it's 40-foot from that line.
Yeah,
that
would actually be considered a side lot.
I was going to say it's more like a side
lot. Yeah,
and it's a front right there. Because the front's on the road.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to put. I mean, nobody would want to put their house right on the main back boundary anyways. But of course.
Were you thinking of? Were you thinking of scheduling a public hearing? Or whether you are not going to, or when about
it? We'd like to say turn about the fair play, Mr. Robinson. So, with the items that we listed off so far tonight, is there anything there that would give you any concern that you wouldn't be able to meet the submission deadline for May, which would be May 7th? That might need to be
2 weeks apart.
Well, let's see. May, yes, that's correct. May 7th.
Any issues that you would foresee, whether it be test fit or
I mean, I think the issue is I don't see a lot of variation in this plan. I mean, I think it's fairly representative. The public can get a good feel for what this is going to be. So.
And we're going to try to get everything done by then. I think we will.
And the only other issue would be, you know, getting any permanent information back from county and their review, feedback from the engineer, that sort of thing. Okay.
Thank you.
May 7th is when it would be due.
No. Oh.
21st.
We're 21.
Okay, you've got 30 days.
And then you have to put up all the signs that you have to put up on the site.
Yeah, so make sure you do that.
Two? Enough? One on
Yep.
One on each road.
Yep, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready, board, whatever you want to do. With a pen in hand.
Make a motion for a public hearing on
That would be 702 on May 21st.
for the Stewart Bowie subdivision.
Eric has a motion by Eric for public hearing. Question Stewart Bowie is 702 on May 21st. Have a second.
Second
by Jerry. Have you found the first all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Anything else for us?
Not that I know. Can't think of anything.
Yes, we did.
When you said it, we didn't make a motion.
No, it was said planning board was going to serve as lead agent for secret. Peter was the motion to read second.
Oh, that motion, okay.
I think we had submitted a short form.
That's correct.
This one. Good.
Okay, so once again, I've got scale detail of the driveway access point, county referral, and that takes in the driveway issue. There could be potentially the permits already in place. If not, one will be applied for. PERC test and test pits will be witnessed by Matt. Better detail to the south and west. The board took secret lead agency status or claimed it, and we're going to try and get consent from DEC, the county, and DOT. Water approval we'll get from Jesse for the connection point. The 5-foot contour intervals are okay, and the limited SWIP is okay. That's what I have.
Do we just out of curiosity, do you want to see any finer contour at the in the detail of the driveway or the 5 foot? Did you think the 5 foot driveway? Yeah.
5 foot good as long as the water is okay.
I'm fine with that.
So that you can see where the 40 foot. Well, but when we get there, we'll probably do a few more spots or put a catch with it where the driveway goes. Just to make it a little more.
Thank you. All right. So. All right. So our next item up is the site plan review for Susan Wright. Who was on it? Give us a little update on. What
are you looking to do, and that sort of thing? Yep. So, for the record, my name is Susan Wright, and I own the ADK Creative Works. And we're looking to teach art classes, painting classes, out of 1646 Route 9. And that's why I'm here.
Now, just a little further background on this. Susan kind of came upon this process by virtue of applying to the town for a sign permit, and given this was a change of use, she was unaware at that time that site plan was needed, and this kind of got quickly pulled together. She was actually looking for a grand opening. What date was it? April 2nd, I think, or something like that. And that got all postponed until this proceeding could occur. So that's how this came to be.
What was it previously?
I don't know. What was in the space that you're occupying now? What was there before?
I believe it was the curtain manufacturer.
Yeah.
Which building was it?
It's between Merritt and Bluebird Road.
Yeah. Which building is it?
There's the three.
I'm sorry. It's the large.
Large. Two-story?
Yes.
That's the one. That's the motel. The one to the north is where the black people moved after they moved out of the bigger building.
Okay.
Yes. The black people were in both buildings.
Right.
So as you're looking at the front of the property, it's the square building to the right.
Yes. 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 Okay. I'm using the
Jack Carter shop. My wife in first place. Jack Carter shop.
Yeah, when they tore up the carpet, the day of the barbershop was actually on the floor.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The floor reflected the day the barbershop was there. He had signed it.
Oh, really?
At some point, yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
I think it was like 1970 something.
That's when I had hair. I got hair cuts.
You and me both. I used to go to Harry.
Can't you know why it's no longer a barber shop?
Anyway, Ward, I'm sorry. A question for you, have for this break.
It would be in the whole building, upstairs, downstairs.
I'm using the first floor.
First floor.
Yeah.
Storage in the basement.
There, I don't perceive using it, but there is storage down there. But yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not planning on using it.
So your paints and all that stuff are all going to be.
Yes, I have a small office area where I'm going to keep those. Yeah.
How much paint are you going to have on site? A lot of product. Flammable stuff.
Oh, no, not at all. No, these are just small tubes. No, maybe like 24 tubes at a time, like 8 ounce.
Okay.
Yep. No, nothing flammable. I don't work with oils, so I wouldn't be using any kind of turpentine or paint thinner or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's no fenders.
No.
What is the paint? Is
it's just a paint. It's water soluble and yeah. It's like craft paint.
Yeah.
Which goes.
So this isn't as much a sales location as a classes or lessons.
Right. I think my view is that we've lived in Moreau for years, and I've always wished that there were more arts in South Plains Falls in Moreau. And I think it would be back to the community. And I'd love to be able to collaborate with organizations that are there, like the Moreau Community Center or the Parks Family House on events of mine.
For if you wanted to do larger classes.
Yeah. If we wanted to.
How many people do you think you would be accommodating in your current location?
For a class, maybe 12 at the most. Because more than that, you can't really provide individual instruction. It's hard.
Good answer. You have 12 spaces. That's a great answer.
And they usually carpool, so.
Jim, was there a previous site plan that showed parking for that site?
I don't know, Reed. I didn't look. This came together quickly.
I'm trying to figure out how much for parking. And then, since this is a C1, what use would this be?
It's the all-encompassing uses that service highway or something to that, whatever it says.
Yeah.
Yep.
Classes or service organizations? I would say more like, I see it more as a public.
Well, it is open to the public.
I wouldn't say it's a restaurant.
Yeah, businesses would primarily service highway traffic.
That's not serving highway traffic.
I
would disagree, and I would move over to special use permits down there.
Well, zoning administrator Reed, I'm going to go with a highway traffic service. If you want to challenge that, you're free to appeal it to the zoning board of appeals.
We don't do those anymore.
Well, no, actually, the reason I was go along and read on this, Jim, is I thought there was another one we had that actually was more along the lines of what this is. I have no question it's accepted.
Well, these gentlemen look up and they're close enough. We have a question.
I'm the owner of the building.
I'm sorry.
It used to be prior to just
being
Foster.
John
Weber.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
It used to be Capital Financial for like 20 years, and I had 22 people in the building and stuff, and we had plenty of parking that was around, and we didn't have any issues with it. We moved down the street because my business was purchased by the bank, so they put us in another spot. Otherwise, we would have stayed there. But the parking was the structure of the whole place still is not changed in 30 years. We still got guys that come by and go, "Hey, you own the motel." That used to be a motel in the back, but we haven't rented the place out, and I know the economy is bad and things like that, so we haven't really had a chance to rent that building out because of the size of it for the last 3 years. And the business that Sue is using is the same business in the same type of zoning. She used to be just down the street by the YMCA. So she's not changing anything. She's kind of moving it from one zone to the other down into my place to give her a little bit more room.
Yeah, we have it. We're just trying to figure out which one we're designating.
That's all.
It's definitely okay. No problem.
It's an indoor recreational facility.
Well, the discussion or concern is moot. If anyone had paid any attention to our session at the planning conference, you will have found a couple of several law firms that a zoning administrator makes a determination whether it's appropriate or not. This board cannot change that determination. It has to be appealed. So Mr. Martin decided it's appropriate. End of discussion.
I didn't want to be that blunt about it, Peter, but you're exactly right.
Thank you. Still the same. That settles that.
Thank you for the clarity in what you
said. Is there a site plan to your building?
I'm not positive. I bought it.
What year?
After we rented it for a while, from a lawyer in Lake George. But I'm not sure about the site plan. On the building itself or the whole thing?
Okay, the whole thing.
Well,
after 1989, to do something that was built after 1989, shouldn't have had a site plan.
Well, we didn't really do anything after that. It was always Capital and stayed there. And then now this is the first time somebody's been in that building since I've had it for 20 years.
You're saying it's only been empty for 3?
Yeah, but I've owned the building. We were in the building prior to 89. And we were in there.
Sorry, so your grandfather's. Okay.
The building was moved there, right? With the building there. Isn't that building moved there?
No, I don't think so. I think that building was built there.
It's been there a long time. That's all I know.
I mean, I've been in Southlands Falls since I was 5 years old.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
And I'm 22. Okay, I tried. You know. But no, it hasn't. I thought that building was built there. There was an addition put on the northeast side of the building. It was just a little. Yeah, but that was before my time too. So.
Yeah, yeah. You planning on putting any lights outside or anything like that?
No, the lighting is already wonderful. He has a spotlight that shines on the front of the building and lights up the whole parking lot.
That National Grid light that sets on the pole lights up the whole area.
So no real changes to the site up front?
No, nothing.
Do we need this to build well parking? Reed, if you drive by there, that whole thing's paved with white on it.
Okay.
Perfectly fine.
There's a lot of parking there.
Just checking. It could be nice to see somebody in that building. We agree.
Works.
What else would you like to do, Board?
Was there anything else, Jim, that you had?
Well, she formally did request a waiver on the policy of public hearings for commercial uses on Route 9.
Peter, what's your thoughts? Because we've always done public hearings on Route 9. Should we still stick to that plan, or
you have the option of not requiring if you can have justification for doing such? Justification that the applicant wants it is not adequate.
Right.
But if in your mind you can make justification for not having the impacts to the community or to the surrounding is not going to be adversely impacted by this, if you're not going to have fireworks and all that sort of stuff, you have the right to wait.
But at the same time, Peter, it's not in our code that requires us to have a public hearing either, right? So I mean, we've done that as a matter of standard practice, and I think it's become.
Do we need to go into the county?
But I don't think we don't need a resolution that would say that we don't need.
I'm just trying to cover all our bases.
No, I'm with you. I'm just saying, I don't think we need.
Well, we got two things. Let's first close the public hearing discussion. My only thought in regards to what Peter's saying, I agree 100%, is that this was a use that previously existed on Route 9. It's a transference down the street. So this is not a new use to the corridor. That is somewhat unique. That circumstance is unique. This is not brand new. In reference to your question about the county referral, this technically, yes, it would need a county referral.
And how long were you at the other location by the
entrance? The ones since December.
I didn't see. We didn't even know she was there.
You said it's not a transference of accepted use because it was never an accepted use.
Correct.
Before.
I was teaching through Wiggle Worms. I was an instructor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, you were inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Wiggle Worms wasn't an acceptance.
The Wiggle Worms is way right in there.
Yeah, hasn't been a review process either.
We're talking about the property by
Correct.
You threw me a curveball here. So this is a new use of the property. It's not a structure.
It changed in use from what it used to be.
It was a professional office.
Well, no, there was a sewing store there. They made curtains. We're painting canvases. Manufacturing
painting.
Painting.
So, Jim, in theory, we were okay with waiving the public hearing, not coming
out of the city. Yeah, the county referral is an issue, though. I don't know what we do about that.
The county referral could be a moot point, because regardless of what county says, if we do a super majority, they're on a picture anymore.
Okay.
So, if we have approval, it's
I'm with you.
And I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that really the only approved use of this previously was at your financial office. And I don't think this is a huge change. Okay. I don't know if the current thing ever came in front of us either.
Well, I can tell you that my wife's nursery school came in front of this board in 1991 or 92.
At that site.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was before the financial thing.
I still got scars from that.
What I'm trying to get at is I'm not sure that we had that big a change of use. I don't think it's anything that... I didn't even know the curtain place was in there, so I don't know if the neighbors even noticed it. So I'm going to go with... I'm
going to
go with
Peter
on this, and we just vote a supermajority, and then you can go ahead and forward it to the county. And if they
I will do that anyway.
It's already been
tonight.
It's Nate anyway, so.
Okay, just a couple of questions. The supplies that you have, you bring them in, UPS delivers them. How do you get these?
I go to Hobby Lobby and use my 40% off coupons.
So there's not going to be any large delivery trucks showing
up? No.
That's a good question.
That's a good coupon.
That's for me.
Thank you. So I'm being nice.
I'm going to actually ask this for Reed also.
Oh, that's okay. For Reed.
I'm helping here too. Is there any way, because we're looking at a site plan review, and technically in front of us we don't really have a site plan. Right. And you're pretty sure you don't know if there was one or not. Really, what we need is a drawing that just shows the buildings that are there, parking, traffic flow. All right.
I
don't know that it requires an engineer to draw up the plan. Okay. But it would be nice to have something on paper that we can look at. Okay. So I don't think the reason I'm looking past you is I think that kind of falls on the owner and not on the lessee. But it would be nice. I know I've demanded it from other sites. Okay.
I thought that was one of the maps that I had there that showed where the buildings were.
Well, it's a picture. So what I'm looking for is I'm looking for a drawing that shows where parking is and that kind
of thing. Where the property line is.
I'm not looking to make this expensive or require an engineer or anything. I just like to have something on paper that they can have it file here in the town and say this is what's here.
From my side, the only justifiable concern is the parking, to make sure we have
enough
parking.
And that's why I'm asking you, I'd like to see the parking delineated, on it. I know there's plenty there, okay? So, and it's not, like I said, it's something that can be just drawn on a piece of paper. It's not
is there more than one use of this site? Is there more than one use on this site?
More than one use?
Yes.
The apartments out back are
that's it? Just the apartment? There's no other commercial use?
Yeah, one bedroom apartment.
There's no other commercial use?
Well, there's a, no, that building is commercial, that's it.
But there's the second building to the north. There's two buildings plus the old hotel.
And they're all owned by the same owner? Same
yes.
They all have the same property?
Yes. Yeah, they go from to the right of the picture, they're looking at the building, from the right of the building over 300 and they hit Lincoln. And there's a lot there, though, that's all.
Well, the only thing that comes to mind is I know in the time that I've been here, we've had the one site there where we had the problem with the shared use. Remember, we had the fireworks sales for a period of time, but there was something else that happened. I'm just making sure that you have enough parking for everything you have going on there to accommodate her plus anything else you have.
Right. There's nothing else going on. The apartments out back, they're allowed one, so
right.
That's seven cars. They're only allowed park in front of their apartments, and that's it. No other vehicles.
So there's no other.
Ever the site map of that property?
I think I had a survey. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, but just.
I mean, it shows the buildings.
If you can take that survey and then just draw in where the parking is, traffic flows. There's some things we'd like to see on it, like where any septics are, that kind of thing. Okay, and that's really it. It doesn't have to be. Don't hire an engineer to do this. Okay, they're wonderful, but I don't think it's necessary for what we're really looking for. We're just looking so that we have a view on
hand
here, on record. Okay, it's come along this long without us, but.
We've done some work teaching crayon.
Well, I'd rather it wasn't a steward's staff than crayons, but I mean, you know, somebody with a ruler and a pencil could pretty well draw it up. It's a nice square lot right off of Route 9. We're not going to, well, Jerry might get his protractor out and check things. In general, we just like to be able to see it on paper.
And how the traffic is going to flow and inflow. So
it's wide open Route 9.
Yeah. So there's no curb cut?
No, no. Wide open.
I also have parking across the street. I own Stassi's across the street. They go back 1,600 feet. And we have another 15 lots over there that we can use. And I also own the lot, which is 75 feet from that little house over to the road on Lincoln, which can hold 35 cars. So, I mean, there's probably enough for at least 50 cars just in that area.
I guess the point we're trying to make, this property has to have some kind of site plan so we know what's going on.
Well,
it's not going to probably need the overflow, but we need to have some kind of record than just say, use the building and that's it. There's some sort of, there's got to be some record of how this is going to be used.
You said you do have a survey?
I have a survey, yeah. I have all my...
So what happens is when this lady leaves the building, somebody just comes back in and we don't know what... We're trying to keep things organized. And by having a map that shows the parking and what's going on, then we can...
Well, the primary purpose served is, okay, we have apartments there now. Now we're taking on an art class function. If there's a third use someday, we'll know that there's parking allocated for the apartments. There's this much parking is allocated and dedicated for the art class use. And if a third use does come, can that be accommodated with extra spaces? That's the point of creating the record.
Because you're renting the first floor, right?
Yeah, well, the building.
Oh, so it's all.
But I'm only using the
first floor. Yeah.
I don't want people going on downstairs. Just one before.
What are the typical hours that you might?
Pardon?
What are the typical hours that you're guessing you might be doing your classes or your piano teaching?
I'm trying to pinpoint that. I just had a group of veterans contact me, and they want classes. So I was thinking of doing those in the morning maybe, or in the early afternoon, so they wouldn't have to drive at night. And then the other classes would be in the evening, like at 6:30 to 8:30, 9:00.
You'd be out of the 10:30 to late.
Oh, yeah.
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 Is there any chance that, because obviously I don't have a survey with me, but is there any way that she can proceed and give me a time limit of 5 days?
Oh, yes.
That's what we're
working. Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're going to hold it up.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
I'm sorry.
I know that Bill surveyed Bill.
Rourke.
Yeah, Rourke did the survey, so I had to go over, and he did all my surveys in Southland's file. So I had to go over, I'm sure he's got a copy of it.
Please don't misunderstand what I was saying. I'm not trying to see if we can make this drag on. I'd like to go ahead with approval tonight, but I just would really like to see something on paper in the office, something that we can say. You're asking us to give you a site plan approval without really having a site plan in front of us. Okay. So if we know a site plan's coming, then we can go ahead and work with
him. I'll have it to you within a week.
Yep.
Okay, we have it to him within a week.
Would you say that your hours of operation wouldn't be outside 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Outside of that?
It would not be.
No. No.
Okay.
No, no. The earliest I would open would be 11.
I can't think of those late night loud music pain parties or anything.
Were there served lunch?
7 p.m. It wouldn't be outside of 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're 30. For 30 years too late for that.
Okay, so what I'm hearing so far is class sizes up to 12, county referral, hours of operation. I have 11 a.m. to 9:30.
Okay.
You get 10.
10 a.m.? 10 a.m. to 9:30, and a site plan to scale showing the parking.
Why can't you go in there before 10 a.m.?
I'm just saying what I
would say 8 a.m.
Okay.
Here's what, you get an early morning class with, us old people getting up early, you have to be home by noon for lunch.
Okay.
That's what I had. Hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. No change at external lighting. No more than 12 cars at any time. The property owner will provide a site plan of the site, including all the buildings, parking spots that are set aside for the business and for the apartments, and any spots that are set aside for other uses of buildings on the property.
And can
why would we have a limit to the number of students that this applicant may have?
The building will
hold so many, you have a fire code requirement for the maximum occupancy.
Okay.
No shutter business now.
I'm okay with that. I'm looking at how much, we just don't know how much parking she has right now, right?
That will drive a lot, and that will be forthcoming. But if we put in a resolution that we're going to limit her to 12, then
you're right.
You can put 80 cars in, and you can have 12 students.
Do we have a square foot, she said?
Square footage.
She does have a square footage.
Yeah, we have a breakdown. And we have
based on a school or professional office on the parking?
The total floor area of 1,044 square feet. Customer sales or instructional area of 726 square feet. And an office area of 318 square feet. So the instructional area is 726 square feet.
Is that the floor or the whole building?
That's the first floor.
Right. Is the blind company still in operation?
Yes.
There's already use in there now?
No.
That's not
that. Building's
vacant
right now.
The building's at the bar. Okay, that's it.
All right, so then we should really just have the site plan hit the areas that are dedicated to parking, so that they would identify some number of parking spots that are 10 feet by 20 feet.
Discussed the parameters of a sign, but we didn't want to do that until we had this.
And the sign will be located in the same place that the previous signs were.
Yep, there's an arm there.
Yeah.
So circling back, Jim.
Okay, so
based on the caveats that are written down.
Circling back, I think Jerry's got a pretty good list too. I've got so far county referral. Hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. A site plan depicting parking for the apartments, the proposed business, and a blind company that's on site.
No, the blind company is no longer on site.
No longer there. Okay, so just for the apartments and the business that's proposed. No change to external lighting. By the way, the parking spaces shall be 10 by 20 in dimension. And sign location is as the previous, or as current.
Well, auxiliary buildings are empty right now?
Yeah. This one.
This one's empty, but is the other building empty also?
The little one just has a guy in it now that is my property manager. I put him in there so he can take care of both sides of the street and the other properties I have.
Does he live there?
No, sometimes it depends on where he is.
I love those honest answers.
So you got one parking spot for him.
Yeah, he's only got one truck. So. Yeah, no one comes in. He just goes out and does the things that have to be done to clean up. We try to work. We're cleaning up. That property now. We've got guys looking at the paving. We did the building. We put $15,000 in the renovation inside the building by tearing the carpets out and things. And we're trying to take care of the driveway. Now we're trying to make it suitable so that when people look at it, it looks nice.
It looks nice. It's a very neat property.
So we have the list.
Yep.
Super majority we can do.
I would think you'd want the site plan by a certain date.
Today's Monday, 1 week today.
23rd.
Okay.
So here's the thing. So John and I were talking back and forth on the fact that there's a couple of uses on one commercial site. And what is the county going to think about that?
Okay. I was talking about it really quiet.
Well, no, I mean, I just have to also have us try to move forward in good faith and then have there be an issue that comes back.
What's the size of the
site? I'd like to say I know, but I have a very important measurements.
Yeah, I couldn't really say about that. Do you know what the overall size of the site is?
1.79 acres. I think you've got it.
All right, I'd like to make a motion that we grant preliminary and final approval to the
Gambler.
No. The preliminary and final.
No. From the Gambler. No, there are no circumstances we have to waive right to waive seeker. So we can do that tonight. And then
yes. I was going to say, you have to do seeker first. All right. And we have a short form.
If you would like me to sit down, this is going to take just a moment.
Yes.
Do you have part two?
Part two.
I can get one.
I got part two. And are we going to populate all the project sponsor information while we're at?
Yes.
Okay, so the name of the action or project is?
Establishment of ADK Creative Works. at 1646 Route 9, South Plains Falls.
What was the number again?
1646.
That's considered South Plains Falls?
Yeah. Morrell.
And what's the brief description of the proposed action?
Proposed use to operate and teach painting and craft.
I already have it.
Yeah. You already have a part one.
Copy of it. I'm sorry, I thought you were checking that.
The part two is what we need.
All right, I got part two. You're welcome. Thank you.
So I would just state that everybody have a chance to review part one, and if they have any discrepancy with any of the answers provided by the applicant.
Okay, so the one addition that Eric referred to was number three on part one for the total acreage of the site of the proposed action is 1.7. Any other questions or issues with questions with numbers 1 through 4 part one?
So on check four, it's got commercial and residential.
Commercial and residential.
So
check all the end uses that occur on adjoining and near. So there are residential houses off the plan.
Okay. Check four. Okay.
All right.
Any so everybody's questions? All accepting a part one?
Any issues?
Still working on
5 through 17, page 2.
Another question arises: does the proposed action meet or exceed the state energy code? Is there a question it's not going to meet the state energy code?
I think the answer is no.
I think the answer to that would be yes, right?
It will meet.
Then it will meet the state energy code?
You would want that answer to be yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that's a yes. It may not exceed it, but it certainly will meet it.
Okay.
And there, do you have, is it public water there or private water?
Public water. Wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, and fauna.
No.
10, will proposed action result in an increase in potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems? No. 11, will proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health? No.
No.
Now, part 3 is your determination of significance. What would you like to do with this short environmental assessment form for NRM next year report?
I move that we establish a negative declaration, we declare a negative declaration of environmental assessment review for APK creative work.
I have a motion by Peter for a negative declaration. So, a second?
I'll second that.
And a second by John. Any further discussion? Would you call the roll, please? Chris.
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. Motion carries. Let me sign this one. I have.
Yes. By April 23rd.
We can accept it for that.
Yeah, and then also on that video with the delineation part, showing rough boundaries and any septic systems located.
Just generally, don't have to have a schematic, just that this is where it is. On your site plan, also locate where any septics are.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to give us a detailed diagram of the center.
Here in the back of all the buildings.
Yeah, right, just here it is. It's right here. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
And there's any other conditions?
County referral. And the sign location is as the previous.
Mm-hmm. So a motion by Eric with the conditions noted. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Jerry. Would you call the roll, please, sir?
Mr. Bouchard?
Yes.
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. Motion carried.
It's not by April 2nd, though. I'm sorry.
You made a bunch of little ladies very happy. And Bob Ross paid the little packets. Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. I'm going to try to get that in a week.
Excellent. All right, thank you.
And if there's any other change of use in the future, you got to come in front of the... Is there any change of use of that building or the other building? Then you have to come in front of the plan.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, board. So you asked for the esteemed Carla LePay to be with us a month ago. She regretted that she wasn't able to join us. She's here with us tonight. Are there any other issues, opportunities, or events that you'd like to run by Carla before we adjourn?
Should have been here a month ago. We're out of the day.
You know, I actually got out of taking my son to dance class, so it's okay. These are a little more comfortable than the benches.
What's going on down on Route 9 across from Hunter Dawes down there? You guys in there working and...
Yeah.
We're told that it's just a cleanup.
Well,
I've masked it in there to see it several times.
And what is your
Can bunch of donuts here, the old hotel?
Yeah.
You know, the doors are wide open and there's
a lot of vehicles parked there, stonemasons, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, he's been down there to see him several times and it's just a cleanup so far.
Well, there's stuff kind of coming in and out, so would you bring the stuff in to clean up, like bricks?
I'll have him stop by again tomorrow and see it.
Okay, thank you.
So the other one that we did ask Carla to come in last month was for Habitat Restore, and I didn't bring it up when we were doing the review of the minutes, but one of the things that was said from last month was that they were going to clean up by March 30th and submit a letter to that effect. Do you know if they gave anything or anything?
I think they did. I'll go back and check.
Okay.
I think they did, though.
And I'll check. They were pro bono, so they were hoping that they might be back to see us next month. Is that, did you hear anything more about that, to that effect at all? Or?
As far as I know, they're still on track for that.
How about our friend Mr. Barber on Reservoir? Any update with him?
From who?
Mr. Barber on Reservoir Road.
The fence continues to go up.
That's a hell of a fence. You could have built a wall to China by now.
Yep.
It's really coming.
He is.
Next in the order.
One of the reasons why I have no hair.
Because
he just does the bare minimum. Because if we issue an appearance ticket, he's going to stand up in front of the judge and say, I'm getting the fence up.
But didn't we have a date?
Yes, we did.
We gave him a very different date, so he can't fall back on that, can he? We had that on the site plan that he agreed to.
Reed, I wish things were that cut and dry.
I know. I understand that.
Speaking of cut and dry, did you have any more updates from Absolute Offer? Are they going to come back and see us?
Yes. Yes, they are.
They still are utilizing them.
Right away.
Yes. Yes. I know. We're going to get them in here.
And what's your story? You mentioned Snyder Drywall to me.
He's still waiting on the National Grid resolution on the right-of-way issue.
And I think Brewer on the corner of Nolano is not following the site plan.
And I will check into that.
That plus the way he had it, and I think some of them are too close to the road.
They are.
He basically, this is the problem, Jim. The planning board works their butt off, and then we see these people on Route 9 just ignoring what we've worked so hard for.
He's been moving his way slowly.
Yes.
He moves trailers around when he gets coming out.
All right.
I had mentioned that the other day, actually, yeah. And how about Dr. Buente's office?
Yeah. Did you?
The doctor.
Yeah, there's another violation. Property was site planned for one thing. Guy sold the property and somebody moved it in, didn't come in front of the planning board.
Dr. Valente. That was before me, I think, so.
No.
That's Mark Reynolds with the
Mark
giant
Reynolds. Reynolds.
That was the that still was in the train. Yeah.
You were in your learning mode? You had that learning curve.
Yeah, that started before me. Dr. Valente.
Jim, going back to the drywall thing, that was a site plan, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because it was a change of use.
Yes. And the problem was the building appeared to be in the right of way in the back.
But exactly how long does that, I mean, he's using the building. So is it like indefinite, like until whenever National Grid gets back? Because that could be years.
Well.
If he's not, if he's using it the way he's not supposed to be, you can go after him with an appearance ticket and tell him he can't do that.
The reason I ask is he offered, he said that if National Grid, if it was a problem, that he could tear that part of the building off. You know, if that was going to be a problem, well, that was sounded really good at the time, but that was months ago. Now, still not in resolution.
You could put a date and say, if we don't hear something by this date, and then copy National Grid on it. National Grid is not going to work quick.
No.
I mean, they're just.
But it's already dragged a year now, anyhow, so.
What would we want? I mean, what realistically would we want? Would we want to rip off a corner of the building, or just say, I don't know, just want that? So, what's our goal in the end?
To get a site plan. The thing is if we can't get a site plan until that's remedied, it could be forever. Mm-hmm. And just not have a site plan.
Well, I don't think it's causing any duress to National Grid, but once it moves faster. Maybe send him a yearly letter, let him know that it's open and it's still pending, but it's not causing duress.
Why can't we send a letter?
But the reason he was in front of us for site plan wasn't because of duress of National Grid, it's because he was changing the use of the building.
Right.
That's still hanging in limbo. So if we're going to do what you're saying, then we should continue forward with our site plan. And just leave that as a contingent at the end of it.
That's right.
I think that would make sense. So at least we can.
All right. I'll try and get him in here.
And shouldn't we notify National Grid that Absolute Auto was on there right away?
They have been notified, and they're fine with it. They're not being any help, Reed.
That's the first property that they. I can't believe that's the only property. Usually that's the first thing. Get off my right.
They're just not paying attention.
Well, there's not fields riding up and down that section. There's a bunch of...
Because
of
cars parking.
Yeah, but then they don't have the ATV
seats. So just so you can hear, this is everything Jim has to do for you.
All right.
Can you tell you?
We need to get out to the
supervisor. We want to end up here at the property that my store's got.
That's what this is.
We don't have one.
Up by the Merritt Road.
Well, we'll talk here in a minute.
And Merritt, there's
also just cleared a lot.
Where they cleared a lot, they were going to put two houses in there, and now they got a big sign out there.
For sale.
For sale. Is it like a Dollar General or something to go in there?
No, it won't be that. I think that I'm not so sure that you're actually going to see that for sale. They got a flyer out there, and if they don't sell it, they'll build houses in the fall.
The one that they had
to be working on right now.
They cleaned it off, and it looks nice. But then I saw the big real estate sign, and I'm like,
The neighbors are very upset about that.
Yeah. And now you have to leave burning garbage over that way, I understand. So.
I'm losing my meeting.
Sounds to me like I don't want to live there.
What's that?
I live over in Northumberland, so I'm going to go back to there.
It looks pretty good right now.
See you in May.
You know, it's possible. This is going to be interesting.
All right. So
Matt just won't do it.